Many of you might recall that Amir Lopatin was here for about 6 or 7 months from the time that he started graduate school until his untimely death on this day a year ago. This is his yahrzeit, and therefore between Mincha and Mariv, I just wanted to say a few words. Amir grew up in the New York area. There were several people here who went to the same high school as he did. He went to Ramaz, and then he went to Brown University. And after working a little bit in high tech, he ended up coming out here to pursue a degree in education, which he wanted to combine with the background that he had in high tech, and to design things which would in fact make the learning experience that much richer using the latest in technology. He had huge dreams about the way technology could make learning into a more meaningful experience, especially for kids. And these were dreams which he was unable to fulfill. We did not have Amir here for so long, and the placing of a matseva, right, there are many names for the putting up of a stone, what we do on the burial place. Matseva is just one of those names. It's the name that comes from the Torah itself, because that's what it is called when Yaakov Avinu puts up a matseva for Rachel. That name means that you're putting up something which is really for people to remember. Sometimes it's referred to as a tzion, because you're just trying to make a mark. You're just trying to mark the place so that the Kohanim will know that there's somebody who's buried here. But a matseva means a more proper marker, which is there to remind people, not just to tell them that there's somebody here, but to tell them that they're who this person is here. So the people can visit there, and the people can daven there. The matseva for Rachel, the one that's referred to in the Torah, is a place of davening, so that people can go. And in the zchut, in the merit of the person who's passed away, they can daven. Because we only knew Amir for a short time, the question of memory, especially past a year, becomes a difficult question. We mark a year because we know that in various things in the tradition, that is a time when memory starts to fade, no matter how emphatic the memory once was, no matter how deep the memory once was, that's when it starts to fade. And the act of memory changes at the end of a year. It's inevitable. For somebody who was only here for a short time, and who many of us only experienced for a short time, that question becomes even more acute. But one is brought back to something which Rabbi H. Shalom said here on Shabbos, which is that when one is sitting at the Seder, there is a job at this time. You're supposed to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, the going out of Egypt. You're supposed to remember as well as you can. But that memory, that remembering, is not supposed to be a remembering that just taxes one's brain, as the best you can imagine it. The best way to talk about memory in terms of us going out of Egypt is to not just try to recall or picture for oneself as an act of imagination what happened, but to actually be the person who went out. And if you want to talk about remembering Amir, the best thing to do is to try to be the various qualities which were distinct, very distinct, in him. I wanted to name three. Number one, there was an absolutely inexorable force of an intellect. This is a person who in conversation could go on for hours and hours, especially if the subject was in his in what would be his Dalet Amos, something that he was had interest in. He was passionate about, and he loved to talk about, and he loved to push whoever he was talking to think through exactly the assumptions behind what he or she was saying as well. This was a very lively intellect, an intellect which was always looking for a new angle, which was always looking for another way to look at things, and this is a quality that we all, right, we all need more of. There is also in Amir a distinct playfulness. Right, he took pride in the fact that not only was he an ultimate frisbee player, but he was a good one. He was very dedicated to the sport. And loved it when he ran into other Jews who played ultimate, because he didn't think that there were enough Jews who were interested in ultimate frisbee. One of the reasons why he thought that it was so interesting that that Jennifer Birney was here at Stanford was because there's not only was she interesting to talk to, but she's also a Jewish ultimate player and one of some distinction, right? Because she runs the Stanford team. This is his playfulness was not just though on the field. He had he could be rather playful, and he was very very funny, drolly so, but sometimes dryly so. But was right on top of the situation, had very, very quick timing. It was very, very funny. And that playfulness is also something that we all need more of. The last thing I wanted to mention was that Amir took principle very, very seriously. Yehuda Friedman recalled that they had gone to the same high school. Obviously, Amir was a little bit older, but they, they're also from Inglewood. And they talked a little bit. And Yehuda had said that Amir is even coming to shul during the time that he was here because his father had passed away. Was not necessarily something that that was from in his way of doing things in terms of what he identified with as his normal way in davening. But his father, he understood, definitely would have wanted him to be here, and that was an important principle. And therefore, he was regularly here because it was. It was a principle by him that to stand up for his father was in the way that his father would have expected him to was not something that he was going to trifle with, and if he struck a principle like that, he stuck to it even no matter the difficulties. There were many people who saw him bicycling in the rain in order to get to shul, because if he had to get here, he had to get here. These are things that that one has to not just try to recall, but the best thing to do is try to imbibe it and try to become it, because if the qualities of a nifter can live on in those people who he rubbed off on, then that is a way to talk about memory, especially after a year when just recalling becomes more difficult. There is a pivot time at this point. There is a different experience now, and the way to confront that, or the way to overcome it, I should say, is to try to be these kind of qualities to the best we can, and in that way to remember him. Thank you.